The following is an arrival lecture entitled Give Your Love to Krishna, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 9th, 2017, in Riga, Latvia.
So, we're very happy to be back here in Riga. And I just wanted to share with you all a wonderful, wonderful verse we read from the Namamrita this morning, just after the japa in Kaunas. So I'll just read a few lines, verse at a time, so you can easily repeat it. The translation goes like this: when Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Can you imagine a world where you didn't have to die unless you wanted to? You could live as long as you wanted. You have a question? It's text 53. I don't know, it doesn't say. It says text 53. And then the Prabhupada's purport. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately. Even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages, it is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. If we chant offenselessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial. And the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. Wow, that's going to be really amazing. So what is that? Let's look again at what that situation is that Prabhupada is talking about. No bodily suffering. No mental suffering. No disease. No old age. No bereavement. No lamentation. I don't know how to translate it. It means crying over somebody's death or something like that. No distress. No fear. No fatigue. And you wouldn't die unless you wanted to. Prabhupada says we can reintroduce that situation right now. He says immediately it can be done. That means right now, not 10 years from now or 100 years from now or 5,000 years from now. Prabhupada says this can immediately introduce a similar situation even in the Kali Yuga. So what do we have to do that?
Un kas ir jādara, lai tas notiktu?
We have to chant fencelessly.
Mums ir jādaudzina bez apvainojumiem.
That's what Prabhupada says. If we chant fencelessly, Rama and Krishna are still present. So, well, how do you chant offenselessly? Well, you have to know what the 10 offenses are. And you have to avoid them. Not to be offensive towards devotees. And not to consider Krishna's name as one of the names of the demigods. Not to disobey the order of the spiritual master. In this way, there's a list we recite regularly in the temple, the 10 offenses.
Un tādā veidā šis saraksts turpinās ar 10 svētā vārda apvainojumu, kur ir tempļos publicēti.
So these 10 offenses is not just some, you know, a slogan.
Tāpēc šie 10 apvainojumi, tas nav tikai kāds sauklis.
This is what stands between us and actually revolutionizing this planet right now.
Patiesībā tas ir kā šķērslis, kas stāv starp mums un to, ka mēs varam šo šajā pasaulē veikt revolūciju.
We have not inundated this planet with this atmosphere because of our nama aparat.
Un tikai tāpēc, ka mēs veicam šo nama aparātu, kas mēs nepārpludinam šo pasauli ar šāda veida izmaiņām.
So if we can now rectify our offenses.
Un tāpēc mums tagad būtu vajadzība laboties savās kļūdās.
We can truly revolutionize this whole planet right now.
Un tad mēs patiešām spēsim pārveidot revolūciju.
It may sound unbelievable.
Tas var izklausīties neiespējami.
But Prabhupada says it can be done immediately.
Bet Prabhupada apgalvo, ka tas var notikt tuliņi.
The problem is our offenses, you see.
Problēma ir mūsu apvainojošā noskaņa.
Hoi aparadhi means I am an offender.
Kas tulkumā nozīmē, es esmu tas, kurš apvaino vai izdara apvainojumu.
So what if you found yourself in that horrible predicament, I'm an offender, what can I do? How do you get out of being an offender? You just snap your fingers. You just offer your obeisances. What do you do? How do you get free from being an offender? Well, how do you become good at anything? Like how do you become a good mridanga player? You get proper training. And you practice and practice and practice. And you gradually become an expert mridanga player, you see. Or a cook, or a pujari, or any service, you see. So in the same way you perfect any other art, chanting offenselessly is also an art.
Tāpēc daudzināt svēto vārdu bez apvainojumiem arī ir māksla, tā ir meistarība.
We have to pursue that art.
Un mums ir jātiecās kļūt tajā meistarīgiem.
Because if you do that,
tāpēc, ja jūs tā rīkosities,
your life becomes perfect.
Jūs dzīve tajā meklī kļūs ideāli.
You become free of all anxiety.
Jūs būsiet brīvs no visu veidu satraukumiem.
You're given youthful energy.
Jūs piepildīs jauneklīgs spēks.
And so many benefits are there.
Un tik daudz dažāda veida iegūmi tajā visā.
Just by chanting offenselessly.
Vienkārši no tā, ka jūs varētu atkārtot svēto vārdu.
And the more that we can master this art of chanting offenselessly.
Un jau vairāk mēs spēsim pilnveidoties šajā mākslā kā daudzināt bez apvainojumiem.
This will inspire others to also chant offenselessly. When they can see how much nectar we are tasting by chanting offenselessly, or at least less offensively. They'll be envious. And they'll have to do it too, you see.
Un tāpēc vēloties sasniegt to pašu, ko jūs arī.
Wow, those devotees are tasting so much nectar. What's their secret? How are they tasting so much nectar? Well, they're seriously pursuing a fenceless chanting.
So,
I think I'll give that a try too. They're taking so much nectar from pursuing the fenceless chanting, let me also pursue a fenceless chanting.
Ja viņi spēj sasniegt tik daudz un izjust tik daudz svētlaimes, sekojot šim procesam, neizdrot apvainojums, apkārtojas ar to vārdu, es arī vēlos tiekties pēc tādu pašu rezultātu.
Prabhupāda personally wrote me a letter.
Prabhupāda man personīgi rakstīs vēstuli.
He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face.
Kur viņš rakstīja, tagad tu padari sevi kvalificēt sevi tam, lai tu varētu ieraudzīt Krishna aci pret aci.
Do you think that if one is chanting offensively that one can see Krishna face to face?
Vai jūs domājat, ka iespējams skatīt Krishna aci pret aci, ja jūs daudzināšanā ir apvainojumiem?
No.
Nē.
You have to chant offenselessly to see Krishna face to face.
Nē, lai ieraudzīt Krishna, lai skatīt Krishna aci pret aci, jums ir jādaudzina bez apvainojumiem.
Of course there are exceptions sometimes.
Jā, dažreiz varbūt dažiņā.
It's like that thief.
Kā piemēram, tajā stāstā par zargu.
Who wanted to rob Krishna's jewels.
Kurš vēlējās apzakt Krishna un aizņemt prom viņa dārgakmeņus.
But that's an exception.
Bet tas ir atsignājums.
It's like how many people here in Riga get honorary PhDs.
Piemēram, cik daudz cilvēku šeit Rīgā ir saņēmuši par profesora goda titulu.
How often does a university hand out an honorary PhD?
Cik bieži augstskolas izsniedz šādu vai dāvā šādu veidu titulus?
Almost all the PhDs, they had to work hard to get their PhD.
Praktiski visiem cilvēkiem, kur vēl sasniegt doktora grādu, viņiem vismāk jāstrādā, lai to izdarītu.
Only in rare cases does somebody get a PhD, honorary PhD.
Tikai ļoti, ļoti retos gadījumos, kā cilvēku izņēmumu gadījumos, iegūst šādus doktora goda grādus.
So we could just sit around and wait to achieve pure love of God, like, you know, accidentally, like the thief. Okay, Krishna, I'm here, you know, I'm enjoying my senses, spacing out, sleeping late. And when you want to bestow love, pure love of God on me, that'll be fine. I'll take it when you give it to me.
Un, ja tu man izdomās dāvāt tīru mīlestību pret sevi, pret Dievu, jā, es to pieņemšu, kāpēc ne?
You see what I'm saying? If you want pure love of God, you gotta work for it.
Jūs saprotāt domā, ne? Jūs vēlaties sasniegt tīru mīlestību pret Dievu, jums...
You want a PhD, you gotta work for it.
Jūs vēl, tāpat kā jūs vēlaties iegūt doktora grādu, jums ir
jāsaprot... I'm not saying you should go for a PhD.
Es nedomāju to burtiskā nozīmē.
I'm saying you should go for pure love of God. And you should work hard for that. In fact, you should work harder for that than for anything else that you do in your life. Whether you're a student, whether you're an employee,
vai jūs esat apstrādāt algot darbu?
A housewife?
Vai jūs esat mājasainieks?
A businessman?
Uzņēmējs?
Whatever you are, you may work hard for those things, you see.
Vienalga, lai kas arī jūs būtu, un lai ko jūs arī...
But you have to work harder for pure love of God.
Jo, lai jūs iegūt tīru mīlestību, jums ir jāstrādā vēl...
That has got to be the focus of your life.
Ļaujiet, lai Dievs ir jūsu dzīves galvenajā centrā.
And if it's not the focus of your life,
un ja Dievs nav jūsu dzīves galvenā prioritāte,
you are in big trouble.
Tad jūs esat lielās problēmās.
Even if you're successful materially,
jo pat ja jūs būsiet veiksmīgs materiālās,
pure love of God is not the focus of your life, you are in big trouble.
Pat jūs būsiet veiksmīgs materiālā dzīvē, tad Dievs nav jūsu dzīves galvenā prioritāte, jūs būs problēmas.
So why put yourself in big trouble?
Tad kādēļ gan sevi pakļaut lielām...
You just make pure love of God the focus of your life.
Izdariet tā, lai tīra mīlestība par Dievu kļūst par pašu galveno jūsu dzīvē.
And when you do that,
un, ja jūs tā rīkosities,
magic happens.
Notiks brīnumi jūsu dzīvē.
The whole world becomes transformed.
Jo visa pasaule pārveidosies.
You start to experience Krishna everywhere.
Jūs sāksiet piedzīvot un sajust Krishna visur.
Wherever you go.
Lai kurpari jūs dotos.
It's like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6.
Kā Krishna saka Bhagavad Gita, tas tās nodaļas.
Text number
30.
Yo mam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamayi pashati tashaham na pranashami satchamena pranashati. From one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me.
Tas, kurš mani redz visur un visur redz mani.
I'm never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Kad viņam neesmu zudis, nedz arī viņš ir pat zudījis mani.
So that sounds pretty worthwhile, doesn't it? To learn how to see Krishna everywhere. And see everything in
Krishna.
That way you're never separated from Krishna for a minute. You see, that's how you awaken your Krishna consciousness.
Tāda ir metode, kā attīstīt savu Krishna apziņu.
It's a very simple formula how to awaken your Krishna consciousness.
Tā ir ļoti vienkārša formula vai paņēmiens, kā atmodināt sevi Krishna apziņu.
All you have to do to awaken your Krishna consciousness is this.
Viss, lai jūs sevi atmodināt Krishna apziņu, jums ir jādara lūkas.
Be conscious of Krishna.
Apzinieties Krishna.
Pretty amazing, huh? To become Krishna conscious, you become conscious of Krishna. In other words, the goal is pure love of Krishna, correct? We are trying to develop pure love for Krishna. So, just love him then. Even if it's a little bit, it's okay. It's like Vishnu John Swami used to say, give your love to Krishna. You see that? So just try to give some loving service to Krishna. Chant his names with love. Bow down to him with love. Make an offering with love. Try to do it with love.
Visu mēģiniet darīt ar mīlestību, daudzināt viņa vārdu, noliekties viņa priekšā, kalpot viņam.
When you offer obeisances, come into the temple room like you're meeting your long-lost friend. You've been separated for thousands of years and now you're coming back again before your dearmost friend.
Piemēram, kad jūs nākat templī, vienā kā templu zālē un piedāvājat savus nolietienus, ciens apliecinājums, dariet to tā, it kā jūs atnāktu pie draugu, no kuras jūs piešķirts tūkstošiem gadu, dariet to jūtām.
Of your business in that mood.
Piedāvājat savus ciens apliecinājumus šādā noskaņojumā.
And you're amazed how your heart can just melt.
Un jūs būsiet pārsteigti, kā jūs sirds vienkārši kusīs.
And the most wonderful spiritual feelings can awaken within your heart.
Un visbrīnišķīgākās garīgās sajūtas varēs attaust jūsu sirdī.
You've just regained your long, you were just like you're wandering in the desert.
Tas ir kā piemērā, kad iedomājieties, ka jūs maldaties kādā tiksmes.
With your dearmost friend.
Kopā ar savu ļoti mīļu draugu.
And a sandstorm came up and you couldn't see anything.
Un pēkšņi uznāk milša vētra un jūs vairs neko neredzat.
You become separated from your dearmost friend.
Un tā jūs nošķir no jūsu iemīļotā.
And for days and days and days you're wandering in the desert.
Un dienām ilgstoši jūs maldaties.
Where is my friend? Where is my friend? Where is my friend?
Un jūs kirdi šī doma, kur gan ir pazudis mans draugs, kur viņš ir?
And one day you found him.
Un tad kādā dienā jūs atkal viņu atrodat?
How would you feel?
Kādas būtu jūsu sajūtas?
To find your long lost friend.
Tajā brīdī, kad jūs atgūtu savu.
So when you come, when you bow down to Gornitai, that's how you should feel.
Un tajā brīdī, kad jūs nākat izrādīt savus ciens apliecinājums Gornitai, jums būs šāds sajūts.
I was lost in this desert of birth and death of thousands and millions of lifetimes. And now I have found you again, my Lord.
Es tūkstošiem un miljoniem dzīvi esmu bijis pazudis šajā dzīves un nāves ciklā.
In this way, offer your obeisance to Krishna. So in this way, you see, we train ourselves to develop this loving mood. Even may be very crude and awkward at our present level, you see.
Lai arī tas var izskatīties ļoti vai sanākt ļoti nepareizi un atgrāni mūsu šī brīža stāvoklī.
Krishna will be very pleased. He will see that we're trying to love him, even though we're not very good at him. Just like a little child wants to give her daddy a present, you see, on his birthday. She sees that her daddy has so many nice ties in the closet. He puts on a nice tie every morning and goes to the office.
Ievērojas, ka katru dienu tās turās uz darbu, viņam skatīja labājās ļoti daudz
šlipsus. She takes some paper and some scissors and some crayons and then go tie out a paper and crayon.
Un viņš viņa krītiņus, papīra, lapu, šķēris un izgatavo priekš viņa tādu nepārāk izdevušo šlips.
He can't wear it as a tie and just some crayons and the paper is it.
Protams, to nemaz nevar valkāt, tas ir tikai zīmējums.
But actually, that's his favorite tie.
But patiesībā tā ir tēva mīļākā.
He's so proud of his daughter. He takes a little pin and he pins it on his shirt so like a tie.
Tēvs izrādot šo savu prieku, viņš paņem šo izgatavoto dāvanu un ar sastrādīt piestiprinu savu pie kārklu.
So what is our ability to love Krishna?
Kāda gada ir mūsu spēja patiesībā mīlēt Krishna?
We have practically no ability to love Krishna.
Mums praktiski nav tāds spējas mīlēt.
We're so full of lust.
Jo mēs esam tik pilni ar iekārtu.
And anger.
Dusmā.
And greed. And illusion. Confusion. Madness. Envy. Laziness. Craziness. I mean, we are Kali Yugites. I mean, we are really, as they say in America, basket cases, you know. We are spiritual basket cases. We are in bad shape, really, spiritually.
Mēs esam no garīgā viedokļa raugoties tādā ļoti, ļoti sliktā.
Compared to the Sisgo Swamis of Vrindavan, we're practically not even human beings.
Pavīdzinot, piemēram, mūsu stāvokli ar sešiem Vrindavanska Swami, mūs pat ir grūti nodēvēt par cilvēciskām būtnēm.
Practically we're on the level of dogs and hogs, isn't it?
Jo faktiski mēs esam tādā suņu un
cūru. Dogs and hogs, practically speaking, the way we think and act are like dogs and hogs.
Jo mūsu rīcība, mūsu, tas, kā mēs runājam, tas ir rīcība, kā to daras.
But Krishna is so kind, you see.
Bet Krishna ir tik laipns.
If you make that endeavor to try to cook an offering with love,
jo, kad mēs pieliekam piepūles un mēs mēģinām, piemēram,
or to chant his name is with love, or to string a garland with love, you see. Then Krishna will just shower the mercy. Shower the mercy. Like Prabhupada said in one letter he wrote me, he said, like torrents of rain in the monsoon season of India.
Krishna vienkārši izlies pār mūsu žēlstību. Un kā Prabhupada rakstīs vienā no savām vēstulēm, tas ir kā musona lieti Indijā.
So my dear devotees,
tāpēc, mani dārgie bhaktas,
I have this request to make of you.
Es vēlos jums ko lūgt.
Just try to serve Krishna with love.
Vienkārši cenšaties kalpot Krishna ar mīlestību.
Even though it may be a very crude attempt.
Pat ja tas var būt tāds ļoti rupšs un nepilnīgs.
Just try your best to serve Krishna with love.
Vienkārši mēģiniet, cik labi vien jūs to spējat kalpot Krishna ar mīlestību.
Now some skeptic may say, is this sahaja philosophy?
Kāds skeptics varētu iebilst, vai tā tik nav sakaģīja filozofija?
Where is that confirmed in the scriptures?
Kur tam ir pierādījums no rakstiem?
We are sadhana bhaktas. We just act according to rules and regulations. You sound like a sahaja talking about serving with love. So do I have any scriptural evidence to back up my claim? I sure do. I got the scripture to back me up. Bhagavad Gita. Patram pushpam padam tayam yo me bhakta prayajtati. You see, just offer me a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water with love. And I will accept it. Krishna doesn't say, offer me a leaf, flower, fruit, or water. He says, offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, bhaktya, with love. So, I'm not a sahaja. I'm preaching according to Shastra. It's not my words, it's Krishna's words. I'm not giving you my own opinion. I am purely giving you the teachings of Krishna. And if you will follow these teachings, you will become spiritually perfect. You become qualified to become reinstated in your eternal relationship with Krishna in the spiritual sky. You are not a Latvian. You're not even an Earthian. You are one of Krishna's associates in his pastimes in the spiritual world. Did you know that? You're one of Krishna's associates from the spiritual world. And he wants you to come back. He's missing you. He wants you back as soon as possible. Therefore, the spiritual master comes on his behalf to drag you back to Godhead. So, are there any questions? Yes, little boy.
Yeah, Udruna.
I had a question last time. When did you start Krishna consciousness? In which age?
What's the question?
In which age you started to practice Krishna consciousness?
In which age? Should one start?
You.
Oh, what's the age that I start? When I was still in my early 20s. I first started chanting in 1969, so I was about, I think I was 68, I was 20. So I must have been 21 years old, yeah. I first started chanting Hare Krishna. 21, yeah. So now I'm turning 70. So I've been chanting Hare Krishna for about 50 years now. 50 years. Half a century. So do you want to wait till 21 or you want to start now? I got a late start, you see. Would you like to start now chanting Hare Krishna? You want to wait till you're 21?
Hare Krishna,
Oh, very good. Huh? Do you chant Japa Mala every day?
Es jau esmu sācis daudzināt, vai es katru dienu daudzināt?
Or do you chant in the kirtan?
Vai tikai kirtan laikā?
Only in night time.
Okay. Well, do you have Japa Mala? So how many malas do you chant every day? Just whenever you feel like it, or you don't have any set number? Huh? Oh, you need to get some japa. Have your mata give you japa mala. Yeah, and then you chant japa mala every day, and then you build up your chanting to 16 malas every day, and then you can be initiated. You become a great devotee like Prahlad. So you start the japa mala now, okay? Okay, you'll do that? You agree? Japa mala you start doing every day now?
I don't know how to answer. What to answer?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer to that question.
Don't know how what?
How to answer. I don't know what to answer.
My hearing aid is bad.
I don't know what to answer.
I don't know what to say.
Then go ahead and do it. On my order. On my order, you do it, okay? All right, very good. Okay, next. Damodar Das.
Is there something else besides 10 offenses in order to chant offenselessly?
No.
Nah.
You chant the 10 offenses, you got to cover. You avoid the 10 offenses, you got to cover.
Ja jūs izvērties no 10 sakarāda apvainojumiem, tas ir viss, kas nepieciešams, lai...
There's nothing hidden out there that's going to keep you from becoming a pure devotee.
Nav nekā tāda apslēpta, nekā ārpus šī, kas varētu...
If you avoid the 10 advances, you become a pure devotee.
Ja jūs skaitīsiet bez šiem apvainojumiem, jūs kļūsiet par tīru bhaktu.
Qualified to see Krishna face to face.
Kurš iegūs tātad tiesību, tā kurš taps kvalificēts ieraudzīt
Krishna atsipratāci. Es dzirdēju tādu lietu,
I have heard that if we serve the bona fide spiritual master who has pure love of Godhead, we also gain that quality and we also develop that pure love. Is it so?
Absolutely.
You only know that.
That's how I'm developing pure love of God by serving Prabhupada.
Tādā veidā es sevi attīstīju un izkopu garīgo mīlestību, kalpojot šim Prabhupādam.
Next.
Who wrote Mahabharata?
Ganesh.
I thought someone else because I have heard from many films and I have another question.
He was saying that
it was dictated by Vyasadeva, and Ganesh wrote it down.
And the second question just went out of my mind.
I forgot the second question.
You forgot the second question. Okay. Now when you remember, you can raise your hand again. Next. So we should serve the spiritual master. That's a very important thing.
mums ir jākalpo garīgiem skolotājiem. Tas ir tā ļoti būtiska un svarīga lieta.
Prabhupāda emphasizes the importance of them.
Prabhupāda ir uzsvērs.
He is not physically present, we should serve his mission.
Uzsvērs, tas ir svarīgi. Un ja viņš nav klātesošs, tad mums ir jāturpina kalpot viņa misijas.
This is not my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada is not physically present now. But his mission is the re-spiritualization of the whole human society. Preaching. Actually, I remember when Prabhupada was here, I always hankered to be his personal servant.
Es atceros, ka Prabhupāda vēl bija šeit uz zemes, es vienmēr ļoti vēlējos
būt viņa tiešo. And when I finally got my Brahman thread, I was going, yeah, I'm going to really learn how to cook so I can be Prabhupāda's personal cook. I was really desired to be Prabhupāda's personal cook.
Un kad es saņēmu dabisko iesvētību, es biju ļoti priecīgs par to, ka tagad varēšu kalpot viņam kā pavārs.
But I never got the opportunity.
Bet man nekad neradās tāda iespēja.
But then I read one quote from Prabhupāda, it really enlivened me. He said, one who preaches is my personal servant.
Yeah.
I can be Prabhupada's personal servant right now. It's got to preach.
Yeah.
That's why I'm traveling all over the world, because I get good facility for preaching. When I preach, I'm packed up tightly with Prabhupada. So that's why I'm addicted to this traveling and preaching. Yes. Right now I'm planning my tour for next year. Just one tour after another tour after another tour after another tour. I came down with a very bad disease, an illness, a pinched nerve, a herniated disc and a pinched nerve down my left leg. It's called sciatica. It's very painful. So bad I couldn't get out of bed. I spent the whole day in bed.
Šodien bija tik slikti, ka es nevarēju no gultas izkāpt, man bija jāpat vienu gultā.
I had to buy a freezer and put it by my bed, and I put all these ice packs in the freezer so I keep the ice on my leg. The pain was so horrible.
Un sāpes bija tik neizturamas, ka es vienkārši ņēmu no ledskapu ledu un liku to uz kājas, lai kaut kādā veidā atvieglot šo stāvokli.
So bad, the doctor gave me codeine, a mild narcotic to help. Help the pain. It didn't even help at all. But still I was determined I will go out on preaching. I will come to Riga and to Lithuania. I will not give up my preaching. But Krishna blessed me that I was even told I should cancel the preaching.
Man pat teica, lai es atceļu savu sludināšanas programmu.
But I was thinking, no, I can't give up the preaching. I have to get on that airplane and I have to fly to Europe and I have to give those lectures. I just have to do it. And by Krishna's grace, the leg got much better, you see.
Un ar Krišņa žēlsirdību mana kāja šobrīd ir jau daudz labākā stāvoklī.
So one should be very determined to preach on behalf of one's Guru Maharaj.
Tāpēc cilvēkam ir jābūt ļoti lielu vēlmi sludināt savu Guru Maharāja.
Because when you do that, you're packed up tightly with them.
Jo, ja jums vos ir šāda sajūta, tad jūs esat ļoti ciešā kontaktā ar viņu.
You're not separated from him.
Jūs neesat šķirts no viņa.
He's with you.
Viņš ir ar jums kopā.
Blessing you. What you should say.
Viņš svēta jūs ar lielieku vārdus jūs.
How you should answer this question, how you should answer that question, how you should give the lecture. In the heart, the spiritual master is blessing the disciple.
Palīdzot jums atbildēt uz jautājumu, palīdzot jums sniegt lekciju, viņš no jūsu sirds dod jums šo žēlstību.
Any other question?
Varbūt vēl kāds jautājums?
Yes, there we go. Yeah, tell me.
Why in the beginning Arjuna was a little bit scared of Krishna?
Actually, Arjuna was playing that role under the influence of Krishna for our sake. Arjuna is a pure devotee of Krishna. So why did he have all these doubts about serving Krishna's order? Because we have those doubts. So Krishna put Arjuna under the influence of the Mahamaya energy so that he could then bring Arjuna out of those doubts. Actually, it's for the purpose of bringing us out of those doubts.
Un Krishna pārklāja Arjuna ar mahāmājas ietekmi, lai viņš varētu viņu no tās atkal atbrīvot, kādā veidā parādot, kādā veidā viņš mūs var izvest no šīs ilūzijas.
Arjuna is a pure devotee, he can never be in Maya.
Arjuna ir tīrs Dieva kalps, viņš nekad nevar nokļūt ilūzijas varā.
But we are in Maya.
Bet mēs atrodamies Maya.
So Arjuna played the role of someone in Maya so that Krishna could preach the words required to bring a person in Maya out of Maya. Arjuna was in that state for our benefit. That's why I say that when devotees are bewildered and serving Krishna, I say, oh, you're having an Arjuna experience. See, we're like Arjuna in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, do this, and we go, no, I can't do it. I can't do that.
See?
We're just like Arjuna. I can't fight this battle. So the whole Bhagavad Gita is actually for your benefit. To bring you out of your state in which you think, I can't do that for Krishna. I can't chant Java Mala for Krishna. You're just like Arjuna. I can't fight this battle. I can't chant Java Mala. The Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna put himself in that position so that Krishna could say the words that you need to hear to get you out of Maya.
Arjuna uzņēmās šo stāvokli, lai jūs varētu dzirdēt Krišņas vārdus un tādā veidā izkļūt no mājas stāvokli.
Šī konda tai kīdžēja. Any other questions?
Vēl kādi jautājumi?
There's nothing further. We could stop here.
Ja vairāk nav jautājumi, tad mēs beigsim lekciju.
Since there's nothing further, we will stop here. Oh, one more? Okay.
Chapter 16 text.
You're reading 2:16? Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Today I read chapter 12. Tomorrow I will read chapter 13. I'm on the chapter a day program.
Es sekoju tā kā dienas sarakstam un lasu par grīdu saskaņā ar dienas sarakstu.
Anything else?
Es lasu par grīdu atvainojos vienu nodaļu dienā.
Are you just translating what I said? Okay then. So we thank you all very much. We're just delighted to be back here in Riga, Latvia.
Liels jums visiem paldies, mēs esam ļoti priecīgi būt atkal šeit Rīgā, Latvijā.
And I'll be giving myself and my wife, you're giving lectures here?
Es sniegšu lekcijas šeit, un varbūt arī mans sievas sniegs kā lekciju.
But just see if you're on the schedule or not, I mean, you gotta surrender if you're on the schedule, you know. But anyway, yeah, we're here to give lectures, and we're very happy. There'll be lectures every night and every morning for the next week. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Invite your prime minister. Let's make a revolution here in Riga. For Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Yeah.